¿Habla usted Spanglish? Larry Torres.
Canutito va a jugar al recess. Canutito stepped out into the warm sunshine of the schoolyard pal recess. He paused to look at las muchachas jugando jump rope. Una de ellas was jumping as the other two were saying, Mabel, Mabel, set the table, don't forget los red hot peppers! And when they said hot peppers, le daban bien recio al jump rope so that the other girl would trip and go out. He just couldn't see the attraction porque las muchachas liked to jump rope. They look kind of silly with los chongos flying through the air and sometimes falling and pelándose las rodillas. As he looked at them again, they were saying, Get out, you dirty doctor. Get out, you dirty nurse. Get out, you dirty lady with the alligator purse. ¿Y qué fregaos is a dirty lady with the alligator purse doing in Taos, New Mexico? He asked himself. I could see it if she had been carrying a big old maleta, like that of the other viejas, pero to carry una alligator purse, she would have to be one of those Texas turistas who come to look at the art of los turistas. He walked away to where the boys were because he just didn't take no stock in turistas. Canutito meandered over to los monkey bars donde los amigos were. His friend Filimotas was dangling de las rodillas because he liked to hacerles show a las muchachas. He greeted Canutito as he approached. ¡Ese, bro! He called upside down, all the while still swinging by his knees. When he chortled with his vava running down his cachete, he said, ¡Hey, Canutito! If you was a ruca, would I have to say esa bra to you? He laughed and he hopped down de los monkey bars. Oh, I think that you've fallen on your mera hueja too many times and ruptured your mollera, Canutito called out to him. But he secretly believed that Filimotas had really been a change of life baby. Hey, bro, began Filimotas after he had given Canutito the secret Taos handshake. I didn't see you in La Misa for Ash Wednesday last week. Now you're going to go straight to el infierno when you die. No, I'm not, countered Canutito. I bet you que I'm more católico than you are. And besides, my grandma Cuca me dijo que I haven't made my primera comunión yet, so God can't send me to hell, even if he wants to. Pero tú, he continued to reprimand Filimotas, you can go straight pa'l infierno because I have seen you allá atrás de los outhouses de las muchachas poking out the knots pa' verles el mero seven. God is going to punish you for sure por andar looking at things que no te importan. He ended with a note of triumph. Canutito didn't like to think about esas cosas. Oh, he still remembered how last time que había ido to the outhouses, somebody had missed allá en el común de los muchachos, and there was puro juicy fruit and pijao on the floor. Oye, Canutito, said Filimotas, all the while taking out his bag of bolitas. Do you want to play marbles? I want you to check out mi shooter. Canutito looked over to where Filimotas was holding up his shooter so that it glistened in the sun. It was not quite una cleary. It was more como una caray. He drooled at the idea that he might win it from Filimotas because he really no valía huevo para jugar a las marbles. Maybe he might even win un plomo or a peewee marble from him. And of course, if he could pelarlo de un half pint or de un boulder, then his collection of marbles would be complete. What do you want to play, bro? Asked Filimotas as he spit on the ground and his vava landed on his zapato. He just wiped it on the back of his pants leg where his talon was all chorrea with all the other vavas that had already formed a hard white costra there. Do you want to play follows, al rin, or al posito? There's a new game that was invented by los bros allá en ranchos, said Canutito. It is called La Truchita. Do you want to try to jugar that game with me? He said, as he drew a fish on the ground and lined up their marbles on the line inside of it. Yo primero, called Filimotas to him. Nope, said Canutito. We have to chutear to see who's going to go primero. He drew a line 15 feet away from the fish on the ground, and they both stood behind the line. Let's see who will be el mero fregón and who will be el loser, he said.
And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, bueno, bye, for habla usted Spanglish.